Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running.
We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
David Otto thought he had the perfect scam, promising fame and fake resort jobs to attract young girls. But we have history with Otto, and when he tried to silence us and his victims, we fought him.
He's a creep.
No.
A con man.
That guy's a creep?
A pervert. And a sleazy scammer.
Dodgy David Otto.
I can't believe it. I was like, this only happens in movies.
But now David Otto's scams have taken a sinister turn.
So I heard them say it's in her drink. You just need to make her drink it.
Trying to lure young women to his phony resorts.
So there is no resort. It's just this shed.
That looks
amazing. Duncan, is that where you crawled out of to get to this show?
I actually reviewed this place. 5 stars, guy seems cool.
They say in rock and roll, you gotta fake it till you make it. Well, David Otto takes that to a whole new level.
Man, great songwriter.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah, what do you think? You're a guitarist.
It's a yes for me.
He's coming to Sydney. He's coming. He's making the top 60.
I just don't know if you can... Oh, I always love to
touchdown!
See it. Is that it? That's the whole. That was a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how we like to start the show. Something light.
That was. Wasn't that Cameron Duggan's trailer for his comedy festival show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one will get to see it now.
This sleazy con man.
Fuck, I paid $8,000 for that venue.
The shed.
What about the word art fucking titles? Yeah.
Man. It's a bad day when pervert is bricked up and thrown across the screen like that.
Oh, I love the alliteration on the last one. Sleazy, sex, whatever it was.
It's a pretty good show, A Current Affair. I never watch it, but it's always like entertaining. Definitely entertaining.
You're not scared you're going to be on there?
Oh, it's only a matter of time, probably. because I was telling you guys earlier today, I was like...
You're a creep.
Well, yeah, I'm a...
Hey, guys, I'm a sleazy scammer.
No, because that Centrelink thing, the bailout package, I was like, oh, I could make a bit of... I'm still getting paid at the moment.
Yeah.
But I was like, I could make a bit of money out of this, which is a bad thought. And then I went on and I was like, oh, I can't. But I would have if I could.
You ever been on the dole, mate?
Yeah, I've been on the dole for years. But also last year, I did a story on the project... And I was talking about...
Clang.
News. I was talking about the new show. Fuck up, all right? No, I was... It was talking about New Start money not being enough. And we were doing... So we were saying that it should be more. And then I thought it would be funny to try to live off the amount the dole is for the day. Yep. And with my last $10...
For the day?
Yeah, so it's $40, right?
Oh, right. I thought you meant like the whole week.
Oh, yeah, imagine
how
that.
How am I going to survive on $275 a day?
I'm just at the casino buying a bag of Coke. I'm like, it's actually not that hard.
Yeah, you don't have to eat. Miss all meals. As long as you get that bag.
But with my last $10, I bought a bottle of wine and some like 2-minute noodles. And then people went fucking crazy. And they had to do an apology for the show. I was getting trolled. I was getting death threats. People were like, you've never been on the fucking dole. Because apparently it was insulting to people.
Oh, that you're an alcoholic if you're on the dole.
I think that's what they were getting. But I've been on the dole probably longer than like anyone. I've been on Centrelink like half my life.
Yeah. Cameron?
Never.
You've never been on it?
Nah, fuck that.
You don't have a CRN?
Nah. What's that?
What'd you
call me, cunt?
On that note, welcome to the mug off.
Oh, yeah.
If there are any Centrelink ATO officers listening, we're joined by a very special guest, Mr. Sam Taunton.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to claim back any of that money that you've given him, we've got him in the room now.
Please list your CRN now.
Sam Taunton.
It's like 008 is the first three digits.
Oh, fuck. One of the first ones.
Oh, yeah, I was in early. After uni, I got like a $7,000 bill from them because for the last 2 years, I told them I was doing one extra subject than I was, and then they deemed that to be not enough study, and they paid me the whole time, and then
at the end, gotcha.
I just took the money, and then they sent me this big thing, and then I paid it for a while. I did start trying to pay it back. I don't know what happened. I think I then rang them and I was like, enough's enough, guys. Like, come on, you got me on a technicality.
Come on. Be real. Like, I've already given you most of it back.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that you're in such a privileged position that even hounded by debt from Centrelink, you can just be like, come on. got a job on the telly, mate.
No, but you can actually say that when you're getting hounded for debt. You can be like, come on.
Yeah, I have.
It's a legitimate play.
Carl, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. And they're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. Because I remember I was at work one day. This is when I just
started. They say, what are your extenuating circumstances? And I just send them a selfie and they're like, sorry, mate.
Yeah, they're like, that stomach's extended for sure.
I mean, it's just my head, but they assume.
You were taking selfies before this podcast started. You were taking selfies on the balcony.
No, that was fucking...
You're trying to pretend you live here, Carl.
I was
100%. You're like,
I was taking photos out that way. I got a photo of a real.
Are you trying to lease my spare room?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Jesus Christ, that's crazy. You trying to? Where do you live, Duggan?
Well, none of your fucking business, man. Or my Jerry. I'm not listing my address on it. Fucking lunatic.
Well played. Do you know when caves?
Yeah.
Doing a bit of a trek in each time for the potty.
Trying to trap me in the pocket again today. I'm too fucking slippery, baby. You're not going to get me. I woke up this morning and I was like, we're recording tonight. They're not going to get me.
Did some shadow boxing?
Oh, dude, I've been fucking slipping out the pocket all day. There's no way you're getting me.
Slipping on silkworms or is it just whatever?
See what I mean? Like, that's the shit. This is the tame-ass shit you're coming at me with.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's coming from floor bags himself. Have you heard this?
What's this?
No, but we can tell that. We'll tell this story off air.
Okay.
We'll tell this off air.
I thought it was all on the table.
No. This was under the table, but that's...
He found a bag under the table.
Oh, no. I've dreamt about it. And what did you do with it?
No, oh, put nothing. It up your nose. Oh, no. I'll call the cops. I picked it up with gloves and I said, fingerprint this.
Yeah. Mm, that's crazy.
The perp might still be around, obviously. Yeah.
Why do good things happen to bad people?
Dude, I don't know. But, you know, occasionally they happen to sick cunts like me.
He's got you there.
Yeah.
I thought it was because your scrotum is so saggy that your balls hit the floor was the impression I got.
This, I forget about this podcast. This is crazy stuff.
Oh, wait, what were you telling me about? You wanted to start a Weinstein draft? Now that you want the next Weinstein you're looking for? Like, it's gotta
I'm looking for the next.
That's
Weinstein.
Why you wanted to play that clip earlier?
Oh, come on. Well, if the next Weinstein's out there, he's probably in this room right now.
Oh, yeah, as if we could fucking trick anyone into smooching us. Are you kidding us?
Yeah, man. Duggan obviously can't.
Nah. Well,
you find a few more bags, mate. You could do anything.
Yeah,
that's true.
The girls call him Creepy Cameron. They won't go near him.
No one calls me that.
I call you that.
Do you?
Yeah, behind your back.
Jesus Christ.
Just called himself a girl. We'll edit that one out, probably.
I like it. Get it all out before we get into some true yarns, you know. Yeah, get all the insults out.
Dude, you said you remember this podcast. These are the true yarns.
It's mostly just
kind of like masking, saying something.
Dude, it's so crazy. Been cooped up and not being able to hang out with your mates. I've just been talking to the lamest cunt to work all week. None of you cunts are funny. This sucks.
Wait, what about that? Was it some lady was demanding spatchcock?
Oh, man. I'm working at the butcher, right? And I'm on the front lines. I tell you, when all this is done, I'm wearing my name badge down the club.
You should be an RSL member.
I'm wearing my fucking name badge down the club. Like, you know I was out there risking it, huh? I was out there risking it so you could get biscuits.
Dude, you should be like military on the plane.
Yeah, man.
I'm just giving up your seat in business class.
Dude, I'm a first responder, like the firefighters after 9/11. I'm out there just sliding my name badge across the bar like, hey, do I still have to pay for this? And they're like, Cameron? Yes. Yes,
it's
you do.
Cameron.
Dream casting for you in the biopic, do you reckon?
I've just had people kicking off because I work over here.
Gyllenhaal with a beard. Peter Dinklage.
Get the fuck out of here.
Danny DeVito, now.
More like Daddy DeVito.
Oof. Well, that one weirdly got me.
It'll be the first time I'm actually showing off the mitts in my pockets. Like, guess where I got this? First responder.
Danny DeVito.
low key pretty good.
We mean low right. key. I told you, I'm fucking. I'm coming.
You should
hot
get
today.
Paid danger pay though. Absolutely. Greg Larson was ranting about this on Twitter the other day.
I've pitched it.
You pitched it. What did they say?
Fuck off, cunt. Get back to work.
Cool. What's are the people going crazy in the supermarket?
Like last week was hectic, so I'm working over in the eastern suburbs too, and fancy. These are the most privileged.
Oh, but isn't
fucking,
that's where it's bad over there?
It's the epicenter, and they're the most privileged fucking boomer cunts.
Yeah.
And they
yeah,
just
go
can't,
off, King.
They yes, just brother. Cannot fathom why they can't get what they want. Like there was a woman in there the other day kicking off because she couldn't get a spatchcock.
What race?
White.
Of course.
Yeah, white. Just white.
Normally, I think they're pretty good. The white.
The whites?
The I mean,
let's compare notes later on.
Normally, I think historically, if you look
yes,
at it.
Yes, what's your
pretty.
Experience?
The king breed.
On a scale of like all the stuff white people have done, that's fine, the spatchcock thing.
Coming in during a global pandemic and kicking off because they can't get a spatchcock.
What is a spatchcock?
Yeah, but, no.
Oh, it's just a tiny bird.
Oh.
Are they bred
oh,
tiny?
Oh, I thought it was a spatula.
No,
I thought it was an egg.
I mean, I don't know what it
Why
is.
Why are they asking me about spatulas, mate? I'm a butcher.
But I thought you're all in it together. Isn't that the team ethos?
I'm just like running around the store. You're selling like trying to sell egg cups to people.
You're like, we're doing the best work in the pandemic.
Yeah, this can't... kicking off about a spatchcock. Dude, I was like, fucking, you're going to get eaten immediately. Like, go home, get your beans and go home, lock your doors, bitch. We're coming.
Whoa.
The butcher? Or like, who's coming?
Yeah, well, us. Well, not you.
Whoa,
not
don't hurt me. that's Cameron Duggan talking.
The lower class, the people who aren't trying to scam
Mate,
Centrelink, the ones who need
lower
it.
Class. I am lower class.
Yeah.
In a month's time. I'm
you think there's going to be like a socialism kind of revolution? Duggan?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, Torn's weirdly poor as hell.
I'm like, so
you,
poor.
You yeah. wouldn't think he's not, but he, can't, he comes from shit stock.
I'm yeah. from the world. Like, I'm garbage white trash, south coast of New South Wales.
You're the yeah, poorest cunt. Who's regularly on television?
Oh, I don't know. Is Richard Wilkins? Is he making more than you?
Oh, Will,
he's
you know,
got
Wilkinson.
The Rona.
Do you know I gave his phone number to
me? I called him at the pub.
Did you actually?
Yeah, me. Two friends. Jerry, you met up with us at the pub.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He answered the phone, and then it was obviously him. And then my buddy was just like, "Yeah, is John there?" And he's like, "No, John's not here." And he's like, "Oh, okay, they've got the wrong number." It was like very innocent, but
man,
they just didn't believe me. And I was like, "That's fucking his number, cunt." That's
do you know? There's a few. There was, you know, when you're excited to tell people stuff. I remember after I met him, and he gave me his business card. I was like, "You guys aren't going to believe what I've
I
got."
Know.
Too many people have like. Like, just too onto it. And you can't trust anyone because, like, so many people have... It's like giving out your Netflix password.
Yep,
like,
yeah.
So many people have it and they won't give it back.
Yep, yep.
And people have been messaging him, like, because he's been in quarantine, I've got friends being like, message Diggy today? No reply? I'm like, can you not fucking message him? It's going to get back to me.
He's
somehow.
Like a 75-year-old man or some shit, isn't he?
I think he's 68.
So
a lot of work.
Getting
though.
A new phone, a new sim, that's beyond him. Like, he's just going to ride it out, I reckon.
Well, I think his number is like 1234. You would know, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as silly as you. I'm not going to say it on air. But yeah, I can tell you.
Should we give it out?
Absolutely not.
No,
no way.
No way.
I messaged him because I wanted to...
Look, how about this? Well, I'll meet you in the middle. If you listen to the pod and you want it, reach out and I'll give it to you.
Do you have it?
I have it as
Why
well.
Do you have it?
How are you not... Like, you see Richard Wilkins' number. Like, are you going to just you let fucking, that pass you
it's
by?
It's spreading faster than Corona.
I'll give it to three...
It's the new Rona.
I'll give it to three listeners. That's a guarantee.
No, that's a Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah, Richard Wilkins' number. Subscribe.
You should get in for the live... Did the live show get cancelled?
Yeah, right. The live show's gone. If you yeah. bought tickets, sorry.
Yeah, yeah for once...
I think it's not... It's funny, everyone's being like, we'll organise it. You guys should be like, no refunds.
Oh, yeah, you got to come to Jerry's house. You know the address and fight him for it one at a time. But
staunch it out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, if you
that's
can't do that.
That's a great idea.
If you yeah. can't do that,
I had the guy from Sydney Comedy Festival ring me up yesterday. He's like, listen, so obviously it's all been cancelled. You'll get an email soon just letting you know about organising refunds. Like, man, I've been getting fucking daily ticket reports for so long just saying zero ticket sales. Like, you don't need to. You don't need
but we were actually moving tickets for the live show.
Yeah.
For once in my fucking life, I was selling tickets.
I'd never.
Tickets for your
show? Well, because I hadn't advertised anything.
Oh,
was
Jerry
just,
weren't attached
like
to
the guy.
You brought it up every week on this fucking podcast.
No, in Melbourne, I never said anything about Sydney.
Are you talking about Melbourne?
Yeah. No, Sydney.
Oh.
No,
okay.
Sydney.
Oh,
okay. Sydney. Yeah, I got a call from the Sydney guy, and I was like, oh, man, don't worry. And he's like, yeah, well, you probably not going to get an email then. We'll just talk to you next year. And I was like, okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, we've got some stuff cooking for a potential replacement live show.
Why don't you just do... I mean, yeah, I reckon there'll be underground shows and stuff.
Oh, you were talking about that.
That'll happen soon. Because yeah. I reckon this is... once
like jazz about, club shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's all about flattening the curve, you know. And so once it's reasonably flattened and it's on the way down, I think people are going to start organising like underground.
Like speakeasies and...
Yeah, ooh. Prohibition shit.
Yeah.
So then you can do this little podcast. Yeah. Because that would be the best way to...
A lounge edition.
You do like a secret phone number, not like really secret, not like Richard Wilkins' phone number secret.
Look, that's not secret. That's out there. And for three lucky listeners. Yeah.
But like you do, it's like the warehouse party thing. You get a text message during the day and you'll be like, Jared's doing 5 minutes. Duggan's on.
Dude, it's got to be the lamest shit to be like trying to skirt the cops so you could do a live podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's cooler when we walk in clicking our food like fingers. Like, that's what makes it cool.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Brother Duggan, what was going on today?
Yeah.
Give me the skinny on your afternoon.
Two happening cats come at it like that.
Lockdown.
Oh,
God. Corona. Boner.
It would be worth it if Morrison had to address it in a press conference.
Yeah, stop doing live podcasts.
Again, stop doing underground live podcasts.
Looking at you, mug off, boys.
It'd be good to get Morrison's personal phone number.
Oh, man.
I think that would be a good one just to pop out there.
Yeah. I'm sure we can make that happen.
How?
I don't know. There's got to be a way. So you'd know someone in entertainment that would might know, you know, it's got to be through you.
Oh, the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, but then even they'd only get so far as...
They'd get his secretary.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like need his PR person.
Surely there's a phone in his pocket at all times that he, you know, is, you know, looking at stuff on.
You'd have to know like someone on the inside, like a politician.
Oh, man, fuck, I hate that cunt so much. I'd chuck his bag on.
Really? Because everything about that guy, I'm thinking, like, there's a man Duggan would stand by. Trade that Cronulla Sharks hat for a fucking, for a Brisbane Broncos.
I would love it if you were pro Morrison. I think more, like, no one was pro Morrison. It'd be so funny if some comedians were like, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's doing his best.
I think he's cool. I like how he smirks.
Yeah.
He's just a weird level of bald for me.
Like, I just can't. Was thinking that last night. What's going on with
I
the top of his head?
I can't cop it. Like, what the fuck? Shave your fucking head.
I think
head.
He's at shaving point.
100% he's been there for... But it's just like, get rid of it. It's retarded. Or, it's so distracting.
Or he should wear that, like, Hurley... flexi fit cap.
Oh yeah.
Like at all times. National press conference about a global pandemic.
Have in the Hurley.
He should get a Hurley sponsorship. Forget the suit. He's just wearing.
He keeps the antidote under the cap.
Oh yeah. Fuck that. Nah, he sucks real bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut my hair. I think I'm going
too
bald.
Dude, your hair's great. I like it. You reckon you look
amazing. Wait, let's all shave our heads while we're on pandemic.
No,
yeah, let's slap 12 monkeys. No, is that what happens in that movie?
Because you were talking about shaving your hair. You've already got a shaved head. You got good clippers, I imagine.
You got great
hair. Yeah, I do.
Let's shave it.
I do have great hair.
Let's
go
down.
You got a haircut recently and it was the talk of the town.
Was it?
Like Duggan's got a fresh cut.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You had that fade going.
Yeah, you had a fade.
I've been getting a fade for ages.
Yeah,
but you changed barber or something.
You looked better, man.
It was a lot higher. It did look very aggressive.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. Like, I think that's a good look.
Man, you can still go to the hairdresser. They're still open.
Yeah.
Still open for business.
God, I would love to go in there just to feel the touch of another human.
Joke. I filled my car up today and I chatted to the guy for so long.
Apparently.
I was just like, what's business like, mate?
Apparently, the pump, that is like ground zero for corona.
Oh, that's good. Because, yeah, I didn't touch it. I don't
really
have
it. Really, gloves on. Like Michael Jackson.
Like Michael. No, I sanitized after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you did touch it?
Of course. How else do you get
But
fuel?
You just said you didn't, so
yeah,
now I feel like there's...
lie so you come into this like, get out of the house.
You come into the fucking hot desk and lie?
The hot desk. Yeah.
There's another clue to where Jerry lives.
Hot desk, Sydney. Yeah, Google search.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually the street entrance.
Oh. Fuck, that's deadly.
and not in a good way.
And not a good way, deadly.
Fuck. Well, you were telling me you wanted to bring up this story about...
I didn't say that at all. You begged me to come over here, and if you're going to disrespect me like that...
I'm joking. We're going to edit that out.
Yeah.
Was it worth it, you saying that?
Let's
for a bit of extra
let's
editing
go round
work,
two.
Huh? Open up Audacity, because that's what you're doing for the next 3 minutes.
Let's try again. So you told me an interesting story about a UK comic recently.
I told you a story in confidence And you can bring it up.
You mean you told it confidently?
I'm a very good storyteller.
You
and
are.
I think
you
sometimes
can,
that look, gets you into trouble.
Look, I'll tell you this much.
Yeah.
And you can have this for nothing.
Okay.
You can spin a yarn.
Oh, mate. That's beautiful. It's in a time like this, when money means nothing.
In this economy?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Look, you're obviously uncomfortable, but we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, be the bard of this.
No,
song,
you've got to beg me to talk about it.
Oh, please.
No, it's just a very interesting story because I think it might be the funniest mug off of all time.
I love it.
It's
very funny.
It's a great like insight too, like just how far a person's.
But can I talk you through the it's not my story.
Yeah.
To tell, but and we all know the person involved, but I think people should hear the story.
Mm.
Yeah.
Get
it's
it out
like
there.
I've heard it and then I've heard it in front of people who aren't anywhere associated to anyone in the story. And even they're like, that is a crazy story.
Well, it's one of those stories. I got told the story, and I'm going to have to just tell the story soon. We've been talking about it for too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
I got told the story, and then within like, I told a few close friends.
The corona, baby.
And it is corona.
Welcome to intermission.
Here's something we can blow out. Shots fired at your crippled ass. Please, please blur that out.
That's the funniest thing ever.
It's just the four of us will only ever hear about it.
What do you care if that stays in or goes?
I don't know, man. I started, like, in the back of my mind, I think I've got a career. Otherwise, I'm going to commit suicide.
I mean, he would. He's a great guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, the best dude. Cut tracksuit loose.
Oh my lord.
Oh, hello. What's this?
Oh man. I'm so obsessed with
just
this guy.
A palate cleanser. Like, has anyone been watching Tiger Man on Netflix?
No, you were talking about
it's called
before.
Tiger King, isn't it?
Is it Tiger King?
Yeah, Joe Exotic.
And
I'm obsessed with this guy.
It's like a Christopher Guest movie, but instead of like best in show, it's like they're all exotic cat breeders.
Oh, great.
It's like this guy, I first saw him in a Louis Theroux doco. It's called America's Most Dangerous Pets, and it's just about lunatics who own fucking tigers and
lions. Do you know that's the thing I always think about, like pitch? It's so hard to pitch a show. Everyone's like, oh, I've got these characters and you know, people. If you just walk in and be like, I am a cunt that owns some tigers.
This guy
owns... They'd be like, of course, how much money do you want?
It's like, not even just him, though. It's like every single one of them is like an elaborate...
I bet
like,
this guy's...
Let's play
like
it. And then
he's
we can
got a... He's got a
yeah.
Instead of discussing the theories behind it.
Well, you know, this is kind of like with all the work shutting down, there's no water cooler to kind of...
This is the water cooler.
Yeah, we're kind of...
I'm so obsessed. I've deliberately not watched this show yet.
So you're the guy at the water cooler who's like, let's just put it on my phone. And now it's like, we're not even talking about the show. Like, that's who this guy is around the office.
He's the one...
I hope you get the virus.
He's the one that has to have lunch on his own.
Yeah, man.
Just because he ruins the chat.
In the toilet stall because you like the ambience.
I'm busy in group chats. That's why I have lunch on mine, if you have to know.
Hard-working Americans, dig deeper in your pocket and give this crazy bitch some more money so she can continually to scam you and pull the wool over your eyes for something that's really not even going on. So take it from somebody who continuously breeds baby tigers and never has a problem with them growing up with metabolic bone deficiencies or bad teeth because we pull them at such a young age. This is all propaganda made for you to believe to further out an agenda to make extinct tigers in America. But that's what all you experts with the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries specialize in. Russian, raising money, taking people's animals away, and then shipping them sick, clear across the United States in order to put a fundraiser online and make money off of hardworking Americans here in the United States. And you expect us to all just sit back and watch this happen? You have another thing coming.
It's so crazy to own so many Tigers and also a pair of sunnies from the servo.
Yeah, what happened to his leg? He's limping.
There's so many.
Surely the tie. Like, it's like odds on it's a tie.
The people working for him, amputees.
Oh, okay.
So, there's a footage of a lot of them getting bitten by Tigers.
Yeah. Like, I think a 10-year-old boy got bitten by a
tiger. This guy is the most fascinating character. I was so obsessed with him in that Louis Theroux doco. He's got, like, a bleach blonde mullet.
Yeah, he's your kind of man.
And he's, like, he's in a gay thruple. Like, he's married to two men.
Isn't that polygamy? Isn't that illegal?
Dude, he owns fucking 200 tigers, yeah. Cunt. You're talking about him having two husbands.
How many tigers can you own?
Zero. Oh. Anywhere.
How many men can you own?
Two. Well, you can't own them, but can they own you?
Yeah.
Jerry.
I'll tell you, my heart belongs to two blokes right here.
Oh,
man, can we edit our faces onto their... Like, their wedding day is just like... There's the three of them getting
married.
Dude,
they all got married in pink tuxedos.
Yeah, it's like beautiful.
And like pink cowboy hats too. They're all kissing and having to move the...
Not many teeth going on in that documentary.
Game. No,
no, actually, you're right there. For someone who's never seen it.
Some of them are kind of like... One of the husbands pretty staunch. But then he smiles and it's like, oof.
Yeah, no teeth.
You think we watched it briefly the other day and then it like dawned on you when I was like, yeah, cunt, meth.
Yeah, I never put that together. Like, of course.
Dude, like, they've all got like all of their nipples are pierced. They own 200 tigers. They'll just get in there and punch a tiger in the face like, yeah, man, meth.
Dude, nipple piercing is the funniest thing to be a side effect of meth.
It's kind of true.
It is true. They always pierce their nipples. Forget scabs on the face. It's like, give us a look at your nipple.
Oh, both. Not good.
Well, I haven't watched it. I should watch this Tiger King book.
Man, it's a great...
I'm so keen to watch it.
Yeah, a bit of a Corona TV recommendations.
That's what every podcast needs to be now. Just like, what are you going to watch?
I think a lot of them are now.
You've been pitching this podcast for... like 3 years, I think.
The Mug Off?
No, not the Mug Off.
Dude, scrolling, the Mug Off's going. Scrolling what have they been
through. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great little side project we can do.
Consuming Australian TV and commenting on it.
No, I mean, just like, we just do an hour of not even watching anything. We just scroll through like the thumbnails on Netflix and just like talk about times we've seen the movies. Like, you know, like no one decides on a movie. It's like, movie now.
So what the podcast is not deciding on
a
movie.
But everyone's just like scrolling through. Oh man, that's a great film.
It's like, have you seen The Departed? Yeah, me too. Okay, scroll again.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, that's
45 minutes into the podcast, it says that he's still watching and we're all fucking...
Yeah, I mean,
that's how it ends in an orgy.
I might have to do some better comedians. It's like, you guys aren't look at your Simple Minds. You can't have any fun with that.
You need some real improv comedians for that. Yeah, some real yes and, because there'd be a lot of blocking.
Yeah, from you guys, I'm getting blocking now and I'm just pitching the idea.
I think it's not that good an idea.
What do you mean, cunt? I brought it up.
Yeah, but you weren't. You kind of brought it up in a tone, though.
Oh, my Lord. He's in a mood display. You put him in ISO for a bit.
Oh, man.
Are you in ISO? Are you talking to people?
I'm swinging a shovel. I'm talking to people, baby.
Yeah.
None of us have been in ISO.
No. Oh, great. Well, yeah,
only you.
I'm locked away.
I've been working.
But who? There's people
job
out there.
Job sites are essential.
He said everyone's essential last night. I don't know if you watched
the... Oh, man. No, I'm not watching the news.
No, you got to. It's crazy.
I'm getting like... all the apprentices on job sites are all like, yeah, it's going to be like... I know a guy who knows a secretary at Master Builders Association. All job sites closed by Friday. And then every employer's like, it's like a different thing every day. Like, I don't know where I'm going.
Before I came here, I was on YouTube just scrolling around, having a little look. And I saw the web. Yeah, I was surfing the web, and a Joe Rogan clip appeared.
Hell your recommended?
In my recommended, because I told you once I fell asleep watching YouTube videos, and I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I was like 45 minutes into like this Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's gonna fuck up your algorithm.
And I was like, this is so bad. But the thing that popped up, it was Joe Rogan on coronavirus.
Oh,
and
sick.
It had gone up 2 hours ago. It already had like 1.5 million.
I think Joe Rogan once smoked coronavirus.
Yeah.
He could be. He probably ate the bat. Yeah. So it's good for your body,
it's
metabolism.
The new DMT, I think.
Yeah.
just to set the scene, you're at home. You're like, yeah, I'm trying to have a bit of fun. Maybe I'll drift off into sleep and.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
This is you surfing the net.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, that's like a trip down memory lane. Yeah.
What's up, freak bitches?
Yeah. That sounds like Inner. Man, it's Corona sending everyone looping.
You're being so funny tonight, but it's like it's none of it's gonna make it. Oh,
fuck. Have you heard about them doing coke?
Oh, hell yeah, brother. I don't know, am I just being a boomer about this? Like, is everyone fucking online?
What do you mean is everyone fucking online? I'm not.
We're just like, you know, like on Tinder and stuff. Like,
I'll tell you what, dude, I'm fucking online. I'm not fucking online. I'm fucking online.
Surfing the web.
Yeah.
Wipe out.
No dates again.
Yeah. You are out of swipe rights? Whatever the balance.
Yeah, you've exhausted your... It says swipe.
Jesus Christ, finish your fucking sentence.
Well, I tried
finish your relationships, cunt.
I have.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, maybe a little.
You're not.
This is crazy. This is the new world. This is a post-pandemic world of just people being very mean to each other.
Yeah, we're all hurting. Sorry,
forget about the shops. Like people.
I don't know who you've been hanging out with before, but this has been my entire life.
Yeah.
Dude, they're
like
mean
if
to
your
you.
Friends aren't mean to you, then they don't like you.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, we bumped into Hing together, all three of us, and he was like, you guys have the most toxic relationship. Take that back.
All right, so how's this for me, right? This is a fucking mug off. I was at the pub with my friend Meg.
I miss the pub friend, so much.
Friend of the show. Very good friend of the show, Meg.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like I feel like you're trying to...
What are you implying?
So we're on the line.
What was that little eyebrow thing you did then?
No, there was no eyebrows.
There was so much.
There was very... It was quite performance.
So we're at the pub, right? And there was this group of fucking maybe 20-year-old fucking dudes there, and they were fucking maggot. Like, it was the worst.
Hell yeah.
We were having a great time, but then they were just like too rowdy and didn't know how to handle their piss in public yet. But they were doing some real funny stuff. Like, there were two guys like grabbing each other aggressively by the shirt. And then, like, they were in a fight, but then they were slapping their own faces. Which was very funny. Like, they're holding each other, and they're like, fuck you, cunt. And then slapping themselves. What? And I was watching, and I was like,
that is red hot.
Fuck, this is about to kick off. I'm like, they're hitting each other. And I was like, oh, no, they're hitting themselves.
It's like Japanese kamikaze.
So there was probably, like, 20 of them, right? And it was, like, it was piss and rain, and it was just the worst. Everyone's, like, crowded under what little shelter there was at the courty.
Oh, great pub.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Very packed at the best of times.
I'll say this. It's no Carlisle.
I was at the Carlisle.
Contrarian.
That's where I had my 30th. That's the best pub in Sydney.
That is such a good pub.
Oh, that's interesting. Wasn't invited to that.
Yeah.
Wait,
anyways,
I didn't go either.
Me and Yaz had a great time.
Was I invited to you?
No, we were talking about this. Neither of us got invited.
This is all my dog shit old friends.
Your dog shit old friends.
I think you were there weirdly.
Was that a line in the sand for you? And you're like, I need to start a podcast.
I'm scared that you're
forgetting all these people.
I don't know how you'd fucking handle them.
Yeah, you came to my 30th.
So these blokes are fucking carrying on, right? And it was like, it was the worst. I was like, please kick these cunts out. They're just like, they're carrying on. It's fucked.
Yep.
One of them goes, hey, mate, happy 21st. I know it's your birthday. It's not going to bring your dad back, is it?
Oh,
fucking that is happy birthday, cunt.
No.
Like, I don't know if his dad left or he was dead.
I think
he was like, hey, man, happy birthday. Doesn't mean it's not going to bring your dad back, is it?
How did he take it?
I mean, I laughed heaps. And the dude said it several times. So I think it was kind of fine.
Oh,
but
my Lord.
So I assume maybe he wasn't dead. Maybe he just left him. But he's it's not going to bring your dad back, mate. I was like, if that's a 21st speech, I'm clapping at the end of that, you know?
Jesus.
Like, that's not bad.
My friend Tim was telling me this story because he runs gigs in Melbourne.
Huey.
Huey.
Friend of the show.
Have you had Huey on?
Nah.
Oh.
He's been in Sydney for 2 days and missed him.
Oh, yeah, it's a tight window. He's a very social guy.
Yeah. Having a bender with the boys.
Yeah. Not afraid of the floor bag, Tim Hewitt.
Oh, man. Don't besmirch the man.
He'd love it. But he was telling me he was, because he runs a gig at a pub in the city in Melbourne. It's a good gig. And after, it's like kind of very pubby downstairs. And he was downstairs and there was like these real young guys, like 18, 19, similar kind of deal, just getting like wipe out drunk, maggot, and like just really struggling. And the bouncers are like, enough. Is it? You know, they're falling off chairs, they're screaming.
Yeah.
And one guy goes and just spews in the toilet, right? And so the bouncer's like, well, fuck, enough's enough. He goes and pulls him out of the toilet. And the kid stops him and he goes, no, 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 dude, you can't kick me out. I was just having a tactical spew.
A tacky.
Like that was his big plan.
Didn't he say a tacky?
I don't know.
I think I saw him post this online. He said it's a tacky.
Oh, did he, Tim tweet? Like he stolen had a, Tim's tweet.
He had it. Yeah, good. Man, anything else you've read on there? Ninenews.com?
Yeah.
I get all my news from Greg Larson's Twitter feed.
Yeah. I think he called it a funny name, though. Like, it's just a tacky, man.
Just having a tacky, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Imagine, I would never have the confidence to say that to a bouncer.
Yeah, but when you're maggot, you'll say whatever you want.
Yeah, well, you used to.
Like, it's like North and South Korea, though, like between New South Wales and the way we treat our bouncers and then like down there in Melbourne.
Do you reckon we treat ours?
We're just like, they can kick us out for the slightest infraction, so we're all on our best behaviour. Whereas like down Melbourne, you can, they're like...
Man, once...
You can flip them off to their face and stuff.
No, you can't. I've lived in both cities. You absolutely
okay,
can't.
Sorry.
But once I
take it all back.
I mean, I don't want to feel sorry for bouncers, because like, I think they're dogs.
You're real, the grass is more legal on the other side kind of guy.
Yeah,
You just want self-pity for where you are now.
I think so, yeah. Mostly it's probably that.
I wasn't drinking late last year, and I went... At 3 a.m., I went to the Lansdowne. It was someone's birthday party, and I wasn't drinking. And I was shocked at what I saw.
Yeah, they have those stripper poles at the back.
Yeah, I walked in, and I was like, this is the horniest place I've ever seen. It was just, everyone's so fucking drunk.
It is very horny in the Lansdowne.
It's so horny.
Does it have one of those, like, warm smells?
Yeah,
like,
it's gross. And I just, those poor bouncers, man. Like, the shit they must see. I was like, we need to shut this down right now. Like, lockdown should have started then, I reckon. Spray them with some, like, a hose. Just fucking,
I mean,
it's disgusting.
We could put a tent names over it and fumigate it.
Yeah. That's what they should have done. It was gross.
Fumigate it with Plan B.
Man, do you remember when we were down in Melbourne and we're at Festival Club and there was that Sydney comedian that was dancing, like all weird? And you were just like, he was like, I think he was pretty handsy. And then you were just like, oh shit, get the edit ready. Dance floor, someone get the fucking hose. It made me lie. Like, that happened like 4 years ago. I still think about it all the time.
You have mentioned that to me several times.
Because, you know, funny. That was the first time I'd ever met that guy. I was like, he's got to go, this guy. Did you check the nightmare time of that edit point? What are we at?
No, it's going to be an 8-minute ep.
Nah, it'll be like 20.
What
That's
are we at
funny
now?
If it's a 20-minute ep.
Yeah. 53.
Well, I keep joking about doing a woke edit where it's just the intro followed by the outro.
But isn't that funny if it's a 22-minute ep and we're just like... It went for so long when we were recording. We just couldn't release any of it. Yeah. It is funny to do the catch-up gossip episode.
Mm. Mm. No, not for me when I'm putting Skinner. Oh, 900 names.
Can we make, because there's a lot of them, just kind of give clues, you know what I mean? Like, we'll just name them all, but in different... Like
you got to work a little bit to find it, like my house.
Yeah.
But why don't we do kind of trivia for all the names that are beeped out? So there's like an accompanying little trivia test.
And they need to bring open mics back, huh?
Yeah. And if you can get it right, you can guess who we're talking about.
You got to text Richard Wilkins to get the next clue.
Oh.
I like where this is going.
We'll ring
him and be like, look, a bunch of people are going to text you.
Surely he's changed the number. That was a while ago, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know. I'm not. You're the one in better, more contact with him than I am.
I don't know, Cam. You gave me his number. Not even. Like, it was. You posted it.
I didn't post it.
It was a private group.
It was a private group, but there was still like what 30 people in that group.
I thought we were all friends.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
there was there was a fox in the chicken coop.
Again,
we've got a leak. No, it was.
When you see Richard Dickie Wilkins. the former host of Keynotes. When you see his phone number, you've got to call.
I told you when he gave me the business card, like it was the craziest. Already, it was the craziest 24 hours of my life. I'm at the airport in Korea. He hands me the business card and goes, "Take this." I reckon it feels like what it must feel like to get passed at the Comedy Cellar. Yeah. I was like, I'm in. This is the greatest experience
of my life.
It's
like that scene from Pulp Fiction where you open the briefcase and it's just like gold.
Totally. It was shining in my head. I was like,
But you get to keep it. You'd have to return it to Marcellus. Like, well, like you're in now.
I'm in. Well, it's probably not
anymore. That's how you get made in TV, right? Richard Wilkins.
Well, that's what it felt like. That is completely what it felt like. And now I'll get kicked out because I've given it to too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't fucking shut your yap.
Yeah, what's it called?
Come on, man.
Too busy gossiping,
the
man.
The Omamata.
I love
or
the
something?
Gossip. The Omamata. Gossip.
Omamata.
Isn't he like the Hollywood gossip guy, though?
Yeah, he predicted that Jeff Goldblum was dead, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's real funny. There's a great clip.
Is so fucking deep on
that's,
daytime
nah,
TV.
That's a big one.
Dude, there's a great joke that, because there's, and I wanted to start a podcast and put this in the intro, there's a clip of him like thanking like his ex-wife, like all the Channel 9 basically for like buying his ex-wife's houses and shit. Like he's not even shy in coming back about how rich the guy is. Like he would be like the richest person in Australian showbiz. Just
really?
35 years on like $1 million a year probably. That's like, there's a doco on YouTube, you got to watch it, about this woman that died doing Everest. And the whole time it's building her up to be like an inspirational story.
Oh, no.
Like, everyone said she couldn't do it. Everyone said you had to do training. Everyone said she was just out of shape and unfit. Oh, and then it's just she died.
Oh, good Lord. They were right.
That, and the Sherpa was like, she was just in no shape to do the thing. It was a bad day. And yeah, of course, she was always going to die.
That's very funny.
How quick did the Sherpa just leave her, you reckon? Like,
dude, she would have paid like $100,000 to die.
Well, no, it was that much money. And she couldn't convince. And there's just all her friends being like, we told her not to do it.
Oh, my Lord.
Man, imagine making a whole doco about I told you so.
From your friends. That's the legacy they leave for her.
That's so fucked.
I was just thinking about here's a mug off when there was like a kid in like year 7 in our school when I was in like year 10. So we had like, because it was like a junior high school, so that was like your peer support leaders were year 10 students or whatever.
And okay.
There was this one kid that survived cancer and he was just like, I think it was like off the neck because he couldn't turn his neck. He turned it like, not very far, but like he'd always turn his shoulders around to talk to you. But so he was in like my group with my buddies. And then we had this one, like, just fucking recluse of a history teacher. We went away at camp, and I was like, oh, that kid was telling me that he went to, like, his make-a-wish, he got to meet Buffy at Disneyland. And this teacher rolls his eyes and goes, fuck, I'd love to be one of these mutants and get to meet Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's a teacher at the school I went to.
And that's an episode, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the fucking bug off.
That's a rocket.
Hey, like and subscribe on iTunes. We've got nothing else. This
hey, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I did nothing to plug because it's all over.
It's all over.
Oh, like the project is. You guys have got.
Oh, that's rating to better than ever. Yeah. I don't know how much I'll be on, though. I don't think they'll let me in the building anymore.
Can you get me on?
Yeah.
I'll do something.
I was going to get, because there was a date.
Only dogs beg, they reckon.
Yeah.
Because there was
I'm not begging, I'm asking.
Next time there's a live cross, I'm trying to get someone to get in a fight in the background. Cambo and Ray.
There you go, mate. There's your in.
Do you want to do it?
I would love to get the shit kicked out of me on primetime TV.
I'll tell you.
Oh, man. Get ready to get that edit button working. What else called?
Jeez, cunts.
Cheers.
To get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes. Everything's alright, yes.
This is the mug off, baby.